One meet in the books for the girls as following the results yesterday. LoperTiming.com, of course, our good buddy Rich Broderson handling all the action there, all the results, and you know, field events, rented events. Your kids got a lot of work in yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good day for us. We ended up taking 12 people that actually competed. We had one of our seniors that was a state qualifier. Just because, a little bit of the we. Early on, I always do some time trials to figure out eventually who's going to be on the short relay, and it always comes back to bite me a little bit. I think every year somebody tweaks a little something and is out for just a little bit. So maybe somebody will be smarter than me in the future and maybe not do it the way we do it. But, Briley Morgan, that's our triple jumper that qualified last year for state and is on our top 10. She just a little tweak of a quad, and so we didn't jump her yesterday. But everybody else that we were planning on taking went, and almost everybody in the events we entered, we got medals. So it was a good day. It was a good first meet.
Let's start first in the sprint, 60 meters. You had a couple of young ladies there against, I'm sure, a tough field, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a great field. We like being at this meet because really truly it's Hastings and Kearney are the two Class A schools, and then everybody else is who we run against in Class B, which is nice. And great competition always in all of the events. The 60 was fast. You got the girl from Kearney that runs really well, and Northwest and Adams Central. And then it was great to see Layson. Layson's our sprinter. She qualified in the 100 and the 200 for state, and a key runner on our short relay. And she ended up making finals and then getting fifth. So that was exciting to see that. And then Malia Hilker is our other senior that's a qualifier in the long jump for state, and she ended up running, and she ran well. Just a little tough start there yesterday, but she ran well. So yeah, our 60s, they did a great job. And then coming back in the 200, Layson later in the day had a great race on an indoor track, ran 28.4 basically, got third. The girl out of the heat right before her actually got second, and I think if she would have been in the fast heat, I think they probably would have ran together, or Layson would have maybe even beat her. But that's one of the girls that's new to our ranks in Class B anyway. It's a RASB girl that's a freshman that moved transferred schools from Sutherland to Ogallala, and she has an older sister that's good in the quarter, and so they have added those in, and they're quality athletes that just over the years going to make us just better competing against them. So that was exciting to see for Layson in the 200. And then Adams Central, of course, is the person that won that event, and so exciting. That was it. Was good races in the sprints.
And Paige then in the open in the 400. I know the RASB girl won that, but Paige 60 running a 61 is not too bad for the first meet.
Oh no, and if you look at those, everybody going in. I don't know what it is about this meet, but some of the schools they like to, I think it's jockeying to make sure you're in a fast heat because you really only run four or five people in a heat if you're running anything more than a 60, and they put in. A lot of the people yesterday had the times that they ran in May at state, their best times of the year entered in, and that's never going to happen. And so I kind of went back and took some of our girls because they were freaking out about the times, and I'm like, hey, I don't enter you that way, so let's go back and let's just look at some of the people that we know were good. Let's go back and look at Molly Sugar in 2014, what she ran indoor. Well, those people are not going to run as fast as she did, probably, and they didn't. But our girls ran great because Paige in that 400, she ran a second faster this year than she ran last year at UNK. And so that's what I try to tell them. You can't look at last year's bests and compare them to early season. You got to look at last year at this time. And if you're better than you were, or if you were right at where you were last year, that's great. I'm happy with that. Super happy with that. If you're better, wow. That's exciting. That's going to be fun to see what you can actually do this year. And that was like Paige yesterday. Ran a second faster than she ran last year in the 400 and got third. So that was exciting. And it was the RASB sister, the senior, that actually won that event at 59.5. And, they had her entered at like 58.1 or something like that. And that's good to see her running because last year the RASB girl at Sutherland got hurt during the season and then couldn't finish out the season. So it's exciting to see when they're good athletes, they're competing well, people are healthy. That just makes us better in the long run.
Yeah, the middle, the distance to distance, and the half, and also the mile, and Brecken Gale and Emma Capel running those races.
Yeah, we actually went ahead and we didn't run any relays yesterday. We talked about running that, the 2-mile relay for sure, Coach Peterman in the distance, but we knew that Emma really wanted to run the mile and see what she could do in the mile. She's trained pretty hard over the off season, and if you on the track there, we really truly are usually one event on the track, unless it's like Lacen where you have the 60 and then you can run a 200 or something. But we didn't want to double anybody up with any distance, and so in the 800, Brecken ran that instead of running the mile, because she's usually our miler and two miler, and then Callie Crawford ran that also, who is another leg on our relay. And actually, I thought they both ran well. They were just out of placing. Brecken ran a 2:35 indoor, which is just like 5 seconds off her best ever. Callie ran a 2:43. Her best last year was a 2:35, so she's right there close to that also. So I thought they ran well, and not ever either one of them running an 800 on the indoor track. I thought it was great. And then you move on to the 1600, and Emma. Yeah, Emma runs a 5:32 indoor, gets second to the girl from Kearney. And Emma was super, super strong at the end of the race. She's ran 10 seconds better than she did last year at UNK, and she's within 7 seconds of her personal best outdoor. So that was exciting to see. It looks like she'll be able to have some fun this year with that race and see how it goes once we get to the outdoor meets.
Yeah, some of those the half-milers, possibly Aurora coming up this week, maybe putting a 4x8 one of these times next couple of weeks. You'll see that.
Yeah, it's gonna. This week is a little different because it's they let us enter six, and we just do a finals meet. And every finals meet we tend to go to, because McCook's the same way. Well, the next week we run finals on. We just run a little bit different schedule. And so like this week at Aurora, the 1600 is early, and the 2 mile is late. And so that kind of messes a little bit with Emma being on that 2 mile relay and being able to run the mile. So we may just plug somebody else into that 2 mile relay. You know, Aurora is also different. They have a team. They have a team plaque, you know, if you win it. But they let us enter six, and it's really cool because we get enter six, but they also play six of us. So I mean, if I enter two relays and they go 1-2 or 1-3, well, we get all those points. And so that's a little deceiving when you look at who wins the plaque and stuff. And so sometimes we'll throw those relays together, and sometimes we'll just decide that we're not going to and let them run all opens. The other girls, I think, are all chomping at the bit to run that relay and see what we can do. And it may be McCook again when we debut the relay that we ran last year at State and see how they do. So it'll be interesting. We'll put the other relays together for sure for Aurora because we didn't run any yesterday. And so we'll see how they compete. And we may run two of each of those relays.
Well, you got time. You got time.
Yeah, yes.
You betcha. And we're going to skip to the hurdles. Yeah. Jaylee Walgren, I know, had a dynamite year last year in the 60s. Plays fifth for you overall.
Yeah, it was great. I thought Jaylee ran really well. You know, ahead of us, it was funny because we have a Minden girl and an Ogallala girl, and both in our conference, and the Ogallala girl that got third is the freshman Raspy, and so you've heard her name a lot, and you were going to hear it, but we're also going to hear Jaylee's name a lot this year. And she ran super well, I think, yesterday in the hurdles. She high jumped first and then ran the 60 hurdles. You know, she's on our top 10 at number 4, I think, in the hundreds, so it's exciting to watch her. And just she's stronger this year, a year older, and so it looks like she'll have a great year.
Let's see, skipping off to the, I think I got all the running events for the most part. Field events, then you came back, you mentioned Jaylee and also Haley Beavers in the high jump as well.
So the high jump, you know, that was the first event. You get there and it starts at 11, and we weren't in any of the other events that were going on at that time since we weren't in the relay and stuff. And it was great because we kind of focus on that. Yeah, the two high jumpers did a great job. Jaylee, she may not have been super happy with her performance. She went 4.8, which still is within height of or close to her best last year, within a height at least. And then Halia, who is a sophomore, and she went 4.10 indoor, and both of them had jumps that looked pretty good. It's just the idea of getting out again and doing that. And, you know, we've really probably only worked high jump truthfully maybe 3 days, so they'll improve on that. We're looking for them to be placing at every meet we go to. Again, we talk about the Southwest Conference, and we look at Minden goes 1-2-7 in that event, and you have Cozad and Gothenburg with jumpers up there. So our high jump field at conference this year looks like it's going to be a pretty fun field to actually watch, so that's always exciting.
Had a couple of vaulters as well?
Yeah, actually our vaulters, I thought, performed really well. You know, Coach Ramsey with the vault does a great job. We have two seniors. We have Lenny Henderson, who is on our top 10 chart at 10 foot, and she went 9.6 yesterday. So if you look at that, that's within a height of her best. So she's well on the way to doing well. And then actually, Marianne Kastner went 8 foot yesterday, and I think that is her best, or right around with that, or 8.6, one height difference. So that was exciting for her. And for us, that she did a great job yesterday. So our vaulters, we have just one more vaulter. We're a little short on, you know, our numbers are just overall down a few, you know, maybe 10. But in vault, we've got three girl vaulters. And so it'll be exciting to see how that works out throughout the year, because they will all have a chance of placing at meets that we go to.
And the jumps, I thought I was following that yesterday, and I thought it was a tough jump field. The winner was 18 feet from Northwest, and Aspen Haslett comes out her first meet, varsity, and it goes 16. You had Malia going almost 16, so not a bad first meet in the jumps.
No, it was and I kept telling the girls, you know, some of them were like, oh, we're not as good as last year, but we talked about that earlier. No, you don't have to be as good as last year. This is the first meet of the year, the girl that won that from Northwest, that I think was almost a foot over her PR from last year. So that was great for her. And again, Northwest, which we get to see again this week, which is okay. And then you have, Aspen comes out and jumps 16.2 and hasn't jumped or had really done track, she said, for at least 3 years. And so it's exciting to see that. And you know, she's somebody that originally I had entered in also into a run, sprinting event, and decided she didn't know if she was quite ready for that, which is fine at UNK. There's no problem. But she's going to be one that I think she's going to end up being on my short relay, and she'll do some sprints with us. And she's kind of worked with the hurdlers a little bit. So I don't know if she's in for a 300 hurdle or what for sure, but it'll be interesting to see. And I think she's a good addition to it. And then, you know, Malia, who is a state qualifier for us, actually Malia had some, she had a couple jumps yesterday. One of them that she landed, you know, and had a hand back that was probably a 17-foot jump. She looks faster this year and stronger this year. And so that's great because and that 11 or that 15, 11, and a half is within like 4 inches of her best. So that's exciting to see. We're going to be able to throw those long jumpers. And then, you know, we can only take two to UNK. And so then next week when we can enter six, we'll really be able to see where our long jumpers are, because, Layson's going to long jump. And when you have a sprinter, you think about all the great long jumpers. They're usually really good sprinters. And so that'll be exciting to see what she can do. And then we have the other girls that have jumped in the past. And then when we go to triple jump, our last event, Kenzie Michaels is who triple jumped for us last year. She's a sophomore, never been to UNK. Her best last year was right at 30. And yesterday she went 28-11, and she had been sick the day before. And so I thought Kenzie did a great job yesterday. And again, we talked about Briley Morgan having that little bit of an injury, so she didn't jump. And if Briley would have jumped, she would have easily probably been fourth place in the meet yesterday. So it'll be exciting to see how our jumpers go. And, you know, Coach Jeremy Young and Coach Kenny Duggar are actually working along with Coach Dutton helping them this year. So we're seeing if that is something, start to do a few, you know, combinations of some of our coaches maybe as the years go on, that we coach maybe cut down on the amount of events we coach and specialize maybe a little bit with both boys and girls.
Not a bad opening meet at all, and hopefully a good week. It's going to be nice this week to get ready for quality days practice before you head to Aurora on Friday.
Yeah, and this, if the weather holds and the forecast holds, it's the nicest meet we're going to have at Aurora for sure. So that'll be exciting to see. And, you know, we run up against, you know, Broken Bow's there, Kearney Catholic, Northwest again, Wood River, Central City. And of course, Aurora and us, and so it's a good meet to be in, and we do appreciate that they allow us to do the six entries. You know, that's a big thing that we get to take almost all of our kids, and then the next week turn around and we have all of our kids in the Leroy Hayner and are able to do that. So we definitely appreciate that.
Is that an early afternoon startup at Aurora?
Yeah, Aurora doesn't start till 1.
1 o'clock.
So
yeah.
It's one of those that it's not quite as bad as, you know. I'm not saying it was bad. It was just the time bad when we went to Sydney.
Right.
Sydney was great competition.
Right.
It's just you had to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning and didn't get home till 2 o'clock in the morning at Sydney. And Aurora is a little different. We leave at 8. So, you know, we're not leaving before school, basically. But then we don't get home till
late,
you know, midnight or whatever because, starting at 1. But it is finals only, so you don't have to worry about prelims. So that helps cut down the time a little bit.